At his preliminary hearing, Indiana resident Michael Kozlowski pled not guilty to felony charges involving 5 deaths and more than 20 injuries. The charter bus was one of 4 carrying the band back to Chippewa Falls last October after a band competition. District Attorney Rich White's evidence alleges Kozlowski fell asleep. His truck drifted into the ditch and came back onto the interstate where it rolled over and landed across the highway. The bus came along shortly and hit it. In arguing the case should go to trial, White says the truck's speed at the time of the accident and that it was found in high gear do not back up the driver's claim that he was stopping to urinate. Kozlowski's attorney, Earl Gray, challenged State Patrol Trooper Stephen Prouty on how the driver could have fallen asleep early that Sunday morning.
First of all, you realize that the defendant in this case told the officers that he slept for 10 hours prior to the accident, within the last 24 hours before the accident. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And there's nobody that said he did not sleep for those 10 hours. Isn't that right?
No one has directly told me that he did not sleep during the period, no.
The criminal complaint says Kozlowski partied with friends at a bar on Friday night. D.A. Rich White questioned Michelle Cruz, the woman Kozlowski met at the bar and left with at 3:30 Saturday morning to go to a friend's house. She says they went back to the bar at 5 a.m.
He was going to pick up his car.
And then were the two of you going to separate or stay together that morning?
He was going to follow me back to my apartment.
But Cruz says Kozlowski disappeared and she was not able to reach him Saturday morning. Evidence from Kozlowski's cell phone record show several outgoing calls during the 10-hour time period on Saturday he says he slept. Kozlowski left Indiana for his regular run to St. Paul for Whole Foods at 8 that evening. The crash happened at around 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Backing up evidence he was sleepy came from a witness who testified he was driving a car on the interstate, at times near the Whole Foods truck. Larry Quarles says the rig was veering between lanes north of Madison more than an hour before the accident.
I was concerned because the truck was pulling over to the right and hitting rumble strips at some points. The truck passed me at one point very closely and actually almost forced me out of my lane.
Quarles later came upon the crash near Osseo in Eau Claire County. It left 5 who were seated at the front of the bus dead, the bus driver, 2 band directors, and family members. All of the band members injured are listed in the 33 counts against Michael Kozlowski. At issue is whether this was an accident, as the defense claims, or homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle, as the prosecution claims. Already there are lawsuits filed in the case that would be affected by the outcome. A trial is expected sometime later this summer. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.